And tonight's program is entitled The Christmas Carol, A Special Report from KMass. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. The kids have worked very hard on this, and I want to especially take a moment to thank Ryan and Lindsay Son for all the hard work that they've put in. They started, Ryan and Lindsay started working with the kids as early as last September. And they've worked really hard, and I think you'll really enjoy what they've put together for you this evening. And thank you to, especially to the parents of the young people and the grandparents and the families for bringing their children to Sunday school so faithfully. This isn't daycare. This is where young people as young as 2 years old can learn about Jesus as their Savior. And they learn and they grow up. And so do we. I get a lot just from watching the young people. And you're a great blessing. You are. You're a great blessing to everybody here. And we thank you for working so hard. And we want you to have fun tonight because it's joyful. This is a joyous time. So thank you so much for what you're about to do and all the hard work you've put in. I want to thank all the musicians and the folks in the sound room and all the people that have had a hand in putting the props together and the costumes. And there's been a lot going on behind, but it's been a precious little undertaking. And God appreciates it. We do too. So thank you. If you'd like to take photographs or videos during any time during the performance, you're welcome to do that. Just try not to obstruct the view of other people. If you've got a young person that you really want to zoom in on, go right ahead. You know, this is what it's about. This is for you and your family and for your children. And I think that's about it. After the program is finished, we'll sing one congregational song to close out the program, and then everything will be turned over to Pastor Adorcio with a few closing comments. So welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you, kids, for all the hard work you've put in, and have a good time in Jesus' name.
Bye. tonight on KMAS-TV. It's the Christmas Carol Special Report, live from LWT Studios with lead anchors Jim Felice and Natalie Noel.
Good evening. Welcome to the KMAS Christmas Special Report. This year we will have something exciting for you. We know it was hard to top off last year's Christmas Carol Circus, but we're going to do our best.
Early in December, we sent our top-notch reporters out on a mission to find some of the best Christmas carol celebrations with strict instructions to avoid Christmas clowns.
Now, if the winter chill has started to make you feel a little down and under, get ready for a real down and under Christmas tree.
Hundreds of carolers have gathered here for one of the many carols by candlelight events held around Australia during December.
So these are outdoor events?
Yes, they are, since the mid-1930s. These community events have been an outdoor Christmas fair drawing hundreds of thousands of people over the year.
Wow, Australians must really love their Christmas carols. Not sure I would want to attend a sing-along on a cold night, though.
Actually, Jim, Australian students are on summer break. Many families have gathered here after spending a day at the beach or hosting an outdoor barbecue. It's a beautiful warm night for carols under the stars.
The stars, the candlelight, and the voices were simply beautiful on such a pleasant summer night.
That's right, Natalie. Australia is in the southern hemisphere. When we're having winter, they're having summer.
Our next stop is a dazzling location north of the equator.
If you love the bright lights of Christmas time, then you'll love the city lights of Paris, France.
Thank you, Jim and Natalie. Yes, the Paris Christmas markets are decked out with colorful lights and holiday decorations. While I'm taking in the brilliant outdoor displays, I suggest having a jacket and umbrella handy because it is cold and rainy here in December.
Can you tell us more about Christmas French traditions?
Besides the lights and markets, food is a must. If you're looking to go all out for a French Christmas dinner, make sure you're doing it on the right day.
There are sure a lot of rich Christmas traditions in France.
Walk outside on midnight, on Christmas Eve, and you'll hear church bells ringing all over Paris as Christmas Day begins. Many church services start with the traditional French carol as we know, O Holy Night.
Let's check in with our last reporter, who is somewhere in Italy.
Bon Natale, I'm reporting to you from Italy, which is home to one of the largest nativity scenes in the world. Some feature over 160 people.
Now that's a lot of shepherds and wise men.
It sure is. According to scholars, the first nativity play was performed in a cave around 1223 by Italian monks using wooden figures to tell the story of Jesus' birth.
I love my nativity scene, but I had no idea it had such an interesting history.
They sang songs to help tell the stories during the plays. The choruses of these new carols were in a language that people watching could understand and join in. The new carols spread to France, Spain, Germany, and other European countries.
Thank you very much, and now let's enjoy a well-known Christmas carol with a modern take on the Italian nativity play.
Mm-hmm. went to their own towns to be listed. Joseph went to Bethlehem because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary. She was engaged to him. Mary was expecting a baby. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for the child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby, a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth and placed him in a manger. Terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Suddenly, the sky was filled with angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." When the angels left, the shepherds hurried to find the baby.
Gathering to celebrate the birth of Jesus, that's what Christmas is all about. As the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life."
You're right, Natalie. As we saw tonight, no matter where we are in the world, we can celebrate Christmas by singing carols, spreading joy, telling others about God's gift of love, Jesus, now that's a special report. We're all out of time tonight, but please join us next year. Until then, Merry Christmas.
Well, I hope that gets everybody in the Christmas mood. Again, I want to thank all the parents, and I want to especially thank the teachers of the Sunday school classes and Children's Church. You all are an amazing, amazing group of people who, for many years, as long as I can remember, have given your time and your effort and your love to this meeting, and especially to our young people. And it's showing. It's showing. I've got two grandsons who are up here. I mean, it's, I don't know where the time goes, but I'm very thankful for it. So, well, let's stand for a congregational song and sing out of the red hymnal number 87. What better song to sing than Joy to the World? 87 in the red hymnal. And then Pastor Adorcio will come up and have some closing remarks.
It's hard for me to stand still, so that's not going to happen. There we go. Praise God. You guys are wonderful. You make us all happy. Happy, happy, happy. Mm-hmm. You know, every time we have these young people come up and do their performance, and I am grateful to God, they don't do the same one over and over. And that's a real testimony, especially to the director and teachers and all, and the, you know, just the work that goes in this. So it's always new. And I mean, some of those songs we've heard, but I am going to tell you, there were notes that I've never heard before. I think we can all agree. Amen. All right. Praise God. I'll tell you. I think some people are going to worship after a couple of them songs. Well, no, especially one of them. But thank you all for coming. And we have had such a wonderful day. We really have. It's been just glorious. God is so good and merciful to us. And I thank the Lord that he gives us such joy. And it's all because of Jesus. You know, sometimes we look at this world, and I agree with you, it's heartbreaking. A lot of heartbreaking things. A lot of things we'd like to see different. But I am grateful that what we're celebrating tonight is the birth of the Savior. And I thank God he didn't come to save the world. He came to save men and women. And I thank God that through that precious blood that he came to shed for us. And all we have to do is to say, I believe. Just like that thief on the cross, remember me. And that little mustard seed of faith, that's all it took. As our precious Savior looked at that thief on a cross and said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That's our Savior. Not a Savior that's looking at anything that we could do, we could earn, we could merit. Because God so loved, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And here's the whosoever. Here we are. That whosoever would believe in him, just that faith, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And know this, see that everlasting life is his very life. And that's what's so beautiful tonight, as we come and thank him for his mighty life and his mighty love. In saying, Lord, come into my heart, he came in to live in us. And so here we are. What a oneness it is and how glorious. And you guys, again, you're just over the top. I love it. It's just beautiful. Brother Michael, praise God, brother. You have a wonderful voice. Yes, you do. God's graced you, son. But see, that's the Lord, and I thank the Lord we can magnify him. So parents, grandparents, and everyone who's helped get these young people, this is the time well spent. As Brother David said, how fast time goes, and it does go fast. The Word of God says it's how you redeem the time that counts. And I thank God. Parents, you're investing in the right thing. You're investing in the forever. And I thank God for these young people. They do far more for their pastor than I could ever do for them. And I do thank God for that. And I mean it. Thank you all. Now, we're going to have a sweet time. We're going to have candy. And I've already blown it because I was supposed to already ask the high schoolers to come around to my office. So I've got to talk for at least for a few more minutes why some of the high schoolers can get up right now. Thank you all. There we go. And just go around the office there. Polly's waiting for you. She might not be real happy right now because I'm late in doing that. But that's not new. There you go. Thank you all, you sweethearts. And I want to preface this as we'd love every child to have, we have these little Santas for them. And then every household, we'd like you to have one box of candy, all right? And we should have more than enough. The one thing we do ask you, though, and, well, hi, baby. Do not open any of the candy in the church, please. Okay, so one more time. Do not open any of the candy in the church. Wait till you get home and then open it in your house. And make sure you eat all of Santa tonight. All right? All right. I think you'll really enjoy the chocolate. I have. I hope there's enough for the kids because I ate two Santas. But that's... So I'm going to look like Santa. All right. But again, thank you all so much for coming. We had a little sermon earlier today, and it was so beautiful because it was to the shepherds. And it was told to them the beautiful message of the birth of Christ. And they were invited by the angels to come and see, and to come and see him. And I loved how they told one another. They said, the angels have told us, and they responded. I think tonight, praise God, that they have been told, and you have been told, and I pray there's a responding this evening. Praise God. So we thank the Lord. Thank you again for coming. And thank you guys. Are we ready to go here? Polly, are we going to do the...